Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ali?
For a long time, I just felt so bad because he was not being spoken of or whatever. Yeah. But y'all have been taking good care of him. I'm not saying that.
I know.
I would like to have heard his name
more
in that line up. About the game last night,
Dolly.
When you were talking about the other people.
Yeah, no, Dolly, you're right. You're right, Dolly. He deserves more love, and we will make it a priority on this show to give Loondog more love.
Rajon
He's
Rondo
underappreciated. Very underappreciated, Dolly. Great call.
Terry Cummings.
Rondo's a good one. He used to wear the upside-down headband.
Yeah. I want Dolly to call back.
Tim Thomas.
Good call, St. Louis.
Hello, Dolly.
Dolly.
Hello,
great play.
Dolly.
Out in St. Louis.
Look at you.
Recognizing the type of game Kevon Looney's playing. How underappreciated he is. I'm glad Dolly came down my road about that, saying, how come you ain't giving Loondog more love?
They're Trust calling me. You Mike Epps in next Friday with the top flight security over here.
Why am I top flight security?
Who's most likely to wear a
trolling.
Headband at 95.7 the game?
Oh, I would rock the headband.
You would look good at it.
I love the headband.
You got a big enough head
look.
To where it would look right.
The thing is, I sweat a lot, then you get the bumps right there on your forehead, so you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I did the headband look was strong.
Yeah. Karate Kid.
Man, Dolly.
Jackie Moon.
I'm definitely rocking a headband. Guru will rock a headband. Shasky will rock a headband.
Tim McIver.
Spadonia tried to rock the headband, but he had the headband just above his eyebrows.
Dirk Diggler in Boogie Nights. You haven't even seen Boogie Nights, have you?
No, I'm not.
It's like one of the classics.
Do I need to waste my time on that?
Ricky Davis, the triple double man.
Lutman wouldn't even
Bjorn
wear.
Bjorn Borg.
Lutman wouldn't wear the headband.
He'd look incredible.
No, he'd have a great
with that hair.
Oh yeah.
No,
with
he wouldn't
hair?
Rock the headband.
The
I'm telling
headband?
You. No.
Oh.
This is what Lutman's doing. What's the little like string?
Like,
what's the little thing they wear?
Sasha Vucic.
It's like when they do.
Yeah, it's not even like a headband. It's like a little like hair. Not even a hair tie or something. But like a little hairband.
It's a hairband.
That's what Lutman would rock.
Steve,
you would rock that.
That's good. That actually is good for getting the hair out of the eyes. So that would be useful.
What's going on with your wrist, there, bud?
Which one? Which wrist? Strong wrist or?
Well, they're both strong wrists.
Don't talk about that.
What? No, I'm just saying, which wrist? I want to know. Like, Iguodala has
like his right wrist is injured. He's wrapped
like
Draymond.
You guys dump your head in the gutter because you're not mature enough around here.
Yeah.
You guys are the same people who tweet out every time there's 69 points on the board.
That's stupid.
69. Nice. Like,
nice.
Grow up, please. That's the worst.
I agree with you.
Bad.
How about Tyus Edney?
Headband?
Cameron Dollar? Didn't they? Or was that Toby Bailey? Or was that the O'Banions?
No, they didn't wear a headband.
Somebody on UCLA 95 team had headbands. I'm going to look this up.
Charles O'Bannon? Did he have a headband?
One of the O'Banion brothers, I thought had.
Toby Bailey didn't have a headband. He had the juicy curl. Let's go to Brett on the Bray Bridge.
He did have curl.
Brett, what's happening? What's going on, Brett?
Good morning, boys. I think it was Ed O'Bannon that actually wore the...
Did Ed O'Bannon wear the headband?
I'm looking here. I don't see headbands
on them. I don't remember him wearing a headband.
Yeah.
Jason Capono did wear the headband at UCLA.
Yeah. What's up?
I thought yesterday's game, man. Man, you're right. What 24 hours difference make? I mean, they looked resilient. They hatched down on defense at the end of the game. I thought Kuminga, I mean, I don't know if it's just me, but he's really coming along.
He is.
And he had some really nice plays on D. And the points on offense, instead of just shooting jumpers, actually drive and get to the hole. You know, like, that's his game right there.
No, that is his game right there. Brett, it's a great point. And to see him getting better and better, you got to give young players a chance. Right? You got to let them play. You got to figure out, are they in
it? Karate Kid one where he tied it.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
It kind of looks good.
That was absolutely. I love Jimmy Buckets. But he's got a wire like that. Damian Lee, headband guy. No
yeah,
doubt.
Yeah.
Akil, Emeryville. What's happening, Akil?
What's up? You guys say anything about Cliff with the headband?
Cliff Robinson? Cliff Robinson? Uncle Cliffy, oh, yeah. Rest in peace.
He's number one on my power ranking of weed smokers in the 90s and guys who would wear a headband.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Shout out to Cliff. You know, he was a Warrior and a Blazer.
He was. No doubt. I loved Uncle Cliff.
A Blazer in more ways than one.
I had his card, 1990 rookie, first-round pick. The silver NBA hoops, one of my favorite cards.
Do you remember?
Autographed.
Do you remember the old club by Broadway Street? It was up the street from Broadway and Columbus, called the Royale.
Oh yeah,
you remember the Royale?
Yeah, I was never allowed in.
Why?
I just didn't have the attire back then.
Well,
you know what I'm talking about.
I got in one day because you know Rouge did me like that a couple times too.
Yeah.
I watched Rouge tell me I can't get in with my Timberlands, but they let two dudes in with a sweatsuit.
It's like, crazy okay. How times have changed, because right. If you didn't wear the appropriate dress shoes
yep.
and shirt and all that, you couldn't wear denim at some clubs. Remember that?
Yep. Oh, yeah. So the Royale, I remember I saw Uncle Cliffy.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he's chilling.
Okay.
And I looked at him, and I gave him the weirdest awkward daps. I said, Cliff, just thanks for everything you do in the Bay.
What?
Love you, man. Blah, blah, blah. And he was like, yeah, okay, bro. Like, dude, I'm chilling. Back up. I couldn't help it. I fanboyed out.
You did?
I fanboyed out. I was young, though. Probably that's a little tipsy. Right. Broadway back in those days, Friday night.
Oh, it'd be wild. The worst part about going to North Beach back in the day was convincing the cab to drive you back, you know, at like 3 in the morning when there's no 91 Al to take you home. Like, to convince him, like, hey, just take a left here on Ocean. And then right, no, I'm closer to downtown than you think, because they didn't want to go all the way out to my side of the city.
How did we get on headbands? Because all of a sudden, the tab looked down on my phone.
Jermaine O'Neal.
We started talking about Jermaine O'Neal and the headband.
And I told you that my all-time starting five of headband guys would be, it's not about great players, just guys I associate
headband guys.
Cliff Robinson, Jermaine O'Neal. There's like, I do a word association.
Jimmy Collins, shout out to City College San Francisco football. Larry Hughes. How about Coach Buck? Coach Buck.
Yeah, what's he saying?
We haven't seen him since Philadelphia. Did he make it out alive?
He's barely on my power ranking of wristbands worn by fans at games.
He has a play sheet. The Shanahan play sheet.
He always looks dapper.
What about the first person who ever wore a headband in the league? Slick Watts.
Ooh.
Seattle Supersonics.
My dad was saying Curly Neal. That's Curly before Neal? My time.
Slick Watts.
Yeah.
All right. Slick Watts. Go Worldwide Hef.
Drew Timmy?
Worldwide Hef is a P1. You know he's listening to everything.
What's he saying?
Jason Terry. Yeah. Tella, he's a P1 guy.
What's he saying?
He's even calling the show. Clay Thompson, headband guy. I did like headband Clay last season. You telling me you didn't like headband Clay last season?
Oh, it was great. Didn't he break the 3-point record in that?
Steph Curry, All-Star Game headband guy.
That's right.
Damn.
That's right.
We need to wear headbands for the show tomorrow. Headbands.
I might bring one in.
The headband look was great. You know what? When they went to headbands back then, when Iverson started rocking it and the rest of the league started rocking headbands, it was a good look for the NBA.
Corey Brewer
with his receding hairline. Here's a rule that I shouldn't say this.
What?
But I did not like the headband look when guys had a receding hairline.
What do
either
you
go bald and rock the headband, or don't rock the
headband.
Derek
White.
Because
LeBron?
It was tough to see the headband and the receding hairline.
That's the point.
No, it's not the point. You got to have the crispy hairline with the headband.
Yeah, Kobe
you're
dropped
receding,
it. Yeah, Kobe dropped it after that started happening.
Yeah, exactly. Mike Devo. What up, Devo? White chocolate, headband guy.
Yeah, he was.
Stacey Williams.
Yeah, he was. That's probably my favorite commercial of all time for sports. Right. There's a couple of them, but I would say that the good old boys.
No.
With Randy Moss and Jason Williams, that is like one of the all-time great commercials.
I love that. Throwing the alley-oop to Randy Moss, DuPont High School. All right, we got to roll here. By the way, let's do this. I'm going to scrap King of the Hill. We're having some fun here. A lot of calls coming in about headbands. 888-957-9570. We're going to pivot here. I want people to call in.
This is why I get
paid. And we're
going
to go Warriors basketball. Warriors basketball. And also, I want people to call in with their starting five when it comes to all-time headband teams. All-time headband teams. Starting five. That's coming up on the Morning Roast. But first, it's time for our delivery of the game. Shasky or Spinotti? We're going Shasky here with the delivery of the game.
No, tournament update time,
Bonte. Tournament update time. Yes, I didn't get that. Sorry about that.
No, it's all good. We already did the delivery of the game, but tourney update time. We got Sweet 16, boys. Michigan State taking on Kansas State. Number 7 Spartans take on the number 3 seed K-State. That's starting at 12:30, followed by Arkansas, number 8, taking on number 4 UConn. And then Florida Atlantic, they're kind of the darlings now, taking on the number 4 Tennessee. And the nightcap tonight, boys, number 3 Gonzaga taking on number 2 UCLA. Drew Timmy, speaking of headbands. Ugh. I love that one. This tournament update was brought to you by Bay Street Emeryville. Join Guru and Gary St. Jean at Bay Street Emeryville Saturday, March 25th at 2 p.m. for food, fun, local heroes, and community support. Visit baystreetemeryville.com for more.
All right, all-time headband teams. Biggest takeaway from last night, mine is Jonathan Kuminga. Shasky, love the balance of the offense. Love the defensive intensity from Draymond Green. That's all coming up, brought to you by AC Transit.
This is Stephen Curry, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and the Butcher on 95.7 The Game.
We're all feeling good the day after the Warriors beat the Mavericks. 127-125, a Wild Wild West shootout down at the American Airlines Center. Mark Cuban's not happy. The Mavericks will protest that call. Maybe with about a 1:54 left in the third quarter where the Mavericks didn't know where to be. They thought they had the ball. The Warriors had the ball. Mavericks don't come by. They don't cross half court. Warriors get an easy layup. Jordan Poole's like, hurry up, give me the ball. Looney gets an easy layup. He scores 12, and the Mavericks are going to protest a game. But no protest has been won since 2008. So, long shot.
Sorry for running in late. I got blinded, and like I had to do the eye thing. Guru's got a watch on that is just gigantic and bling bling. It blinded me, and I was kind of frazzled.
I'm Joe Montana.
So I apologize for coming in. What's that?
I'm Batman.
Oh, he's Batman.
For being such a city guy, Shasky. Because we're both city guys.
I never had a watch. I never wore
jewelry. Been around people with watches?
Yeah, like, and usually that we call that targets.
Yeah, well, no, that's if you make yourself a target by flaunting. If you go about your business,
but Guru's flaunting. It looks good. It's humongous.
He's not flaunting. He's just going about his business.
Can't hide it. He went like this. Boom, boom, boom.
Guys who flaunt are like waving in the air, like, hey, look at me. And they're on Instagram posting it. You know?
That's true.
You do it. Do it.
There were rumors that one of my buddy bought a ladies' watch, and guys were giving him a bunch of stuff for it. And it was a very, very nice watch.
No, I've got a couple watches. I rarely wear the watches, though. Anna gets mad at me. I got a couple watches. Maybe I'll bring them out. I just don't. Not with the cell phones telling us time.
Yeah, I just
I don't need to look at my watch. Anyway, 888-957-9570. Last takeaway or last night takeaways. Big takeaway from last night. Big takeaway. Real quick. Headband 35. Iverson, Baron Davis, Darius Miles, Jermaine O'Neal, Ben Wallace. That's very, very strong. But Kuminga, man. I mean, Draymond Green played a great second half, but Kuminga was solid all game long. Here's what Steve Kerr had to say about Kuminga in this recent 5-game stretch.
Probably the best 5-game stretch of his career because the game is looking like it's becoming simpler for him and easier somehow. He's more at ease with himself on the floor at both ends. So it's fun to watch. It's hard for young guys to come into this league and pick up everything that's being thrown at them, but he's done that. And, you know, here we are near the end of his second year. He's just dramatically better than he was when he first arrived. So testament to him and his work ethic and his resilience in the face of, you know, a lot of adversity, a lot of difficult, you know, ups and downs.
And he mentioned that on a post-game show yesterday. We interviewed him right after the game. And he said, look, man, it's been a growing season for me. I'm learning from the vets, but I'm also understanding where I need to be both offensively and defensively. And that's a big moment for a 20-year-old to say, hey, I realize I need to get out of the way of Stephen Curry. Let me get in the corner or let me dive to the basket. I know my role, and they've done a good job of simplifying his role.
You know, you have referenced this on a number of occasions to me. You say, like, hey, Kuminga has potential to be a defensive player of the year. What do you think are a realistic, if he got consistent minutes next year, what's a realistic step forward for him in terms of defense? Do you think he could be the All-NBA. Best defender on the Warriors by next year's end?
He could. Yes. I do believe he can be.
I do too.
No doubt.
right? And wouldn't that put him in the upper echelon of players in the Western Conference? Just in terms of defense, if you were, you know, the main cog defensively on the Warriors on a team with Steph Curry, we don't know what the rest of the team's going to look like. Like, wouldn't that automatically catapult you pretty high?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the league understands it now. When you put on tape, twice now this season, where they're defending Luka Doncic 94 feet.
Yeah, and giving him trouble.
Frustrating him.
Yeah.
Stealing balls from him to the point where he's like, I can't bring the ball up the floor. Somebody else do it. Brandon Ingram. He didn't dress Brandon Ingram Friday, March 3rd.
That's true.
Center. This guy is a stud. This guy is going to... And ever since, it's Tim Roy's fault. I'm going to blame Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors. Because after the California Classic... I run into it. We go upstairs.
That's right.
Mark Spears is over there running material. I see Tim Rice. Jimbo's like, come say hi to Tim. Run over to go say hi to Tim. James Kincaid, by the way, doing a hell of a job with the Warriors. Tim Rice is like, man, that Kuminga guy. He goes, you know, Vontae, I think he has potential to be Ron Artest. And I've never been able to unsee that. Not through the item, but it's like, bully, you know, Tim Roy thought of Ron Artest, John Kuminga. Goes, yeah, on the court. No doubt. Because people forget how vicious of a defender Ron Artest was.
I agree with
you. He would undress you and take you out of your game and frustrate the hell out of you.
Right now, in the league, not what their resume says, what they are currently. Who are the lockdown, I'm putting it in air quotes, who are the lockdown perimeter defenders in the league right now?
Herb Jones, New Orleans Pelicans.
Okay.
Herb Jones, really, really good.
I agree. And I don't think a lot of people that
they don't understand
that name would come to the front.
No,
this is why I'm asking you. You know the league.
Kawhi Leonard is still very, very good.
I agree.
And he's done, he's reminded everybody that I can still defend at an elite level. I think Jimmy Butler does a good job on the perimeter.
Jimmy Butler's in that.
I think a name that's starting to pop up around, and now he's playing for the LA Lakers, Vanderbilt.
Yes.
Vanderbilt could guard, man.
I agree.
That Joker is tough. He's tough. So you got four right there. Jaylen Brown, Boston.
Yeah.
How could you not have him on the list?
Sure feels, as you bring up Jaylen Brown, sure feels like he's on his way out of Boston.
Maybe.
I would love to sniff around there and just see what's up. Don't you think he'd be a really nice running mate to someone like Steph Curry?
Oh, my gosh. Bring him back to the Bay Area. We all forget he played his 1 year at Cal Berkeley.
I know. Jaylen Brown, I agree with.
So that's five right there.
Drew Holiday.
Oh, Drew Holiday, you can't forget about him. Yeah. Giannis.
Yeah. I think he gets forgotten,
yeah,
and then you
does.
Play against him, you're like, oh, my God, he's so good.
Yeah, this guy's legit. He's legit. Drew Holiday and Giannis Antetokounmpo on that same roster.
Yeah.
Same roster. So they're really good. Phoenix, do they have any lockdown? Mikal Bridges.
Yes, absolutely.
Mikal Bridges is very, very good.
I mean, we're
good.
Talking about, what, 10 to 15 guys?
That's seven guys we just named.
I know, but what do you think? What do you think the number is, 10 to 15?
Yeah.
Currently?
Draymond still defends at a high level.
So we're talking about having an elite aspect of your game. Because I think right now, he is the best, hands down, perimeter defender on the Warriors. And that's because Wiggins isn't playing.
Nope.
But, you know, Wiggins, I think, would throw his name in the ring for something like that. Or throw his name in the hat for something like that when he's healthy. Then that's why he was so valuable last year. But
Dortmund Chamber?
What?
Lou Dort? Lou Dort's not bad defensively.
Lou Dort's a good one.
I don't mind Lou Dort. The Dortmund Chamber.
Yeah, he's
not bad.
He's a very good defender.
You know what? Dylan Brooks is making some noise, man. Matisse Thybulle, another good one.
Thybulle's a great
name.
Thybulle's a great name. Don't you think that Kuminga already has a little more offensive repertoire than Thybulle?
Yeah, no doubt. But although Thybulle hit five threes in a corner.
No, but
you know, he's more diverse offensively.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah,
he has more in his bag.
Yep, no doubt. No doubt. Steve Kerr.
Thybulle's an excellent player.
Thybulle's a really good player.
Yeah, he's a really nice piece.
No, Kuminga's coming into his own. Here's Kuminga asking about how he maintains his composure in games.
Just staying locked in, especially playing against good teams. It's just one mistake and everything is messed up. So just staying locked in, especially as a young player, it's tough because not having too much experience, but just being around those guys every day and learning and watching different things that they do. And I feel like that's where I kind of like stay locked in and just focus on a lot of things.
What about the team win, Kuminga?
I would say it was just a lot of team effort. And obviously for a great team to win, you need team effort. You need to move the ball. Everybody got to have to feel the ball. And that's pretty much what we came out there and do. And that's what got us this win.
And in the moral compass, Kevon Looney on Kuminga's performance last night.
JK has been great. He set the tone for us defensively. Luka's one of the best players in the league. I think he made him work. He had a crazy stats, but he made him work for all the points. And that's all you asked for. And he scored what he needed to score. He provided a lot of energy and finishing at the rim. And that's what makes him special. That's why he's so highly touted, and we think the word of him, and we need him to keep doing this down the stretch.
Some sharp edits on that cut. It sounded like Looney was in fast forward motion, but it's all good. We understand the point. Kuminga played a key role last night in the Warriors' win. Yeah. I think a lot of people feel good when one of the youngsters pops off the film because we're complaining a lot. A lot of people have been divided. Play the veterans. Trade Kuminga. Well, this is a guy I would not trade whatsoever. Cannot trade this piece. I already think they jumped the gun on James Wiseman. This is a guy you got to keep on in this organization. You have to. This guy's a stud.
We need a nickname for him better than JK, and I've been thinking about this for quite some time.
Yeah.
You think JK is sufficient?
I'm cool with it. I'm the nickname guy. We have lost the creativity when it comes to nicknames.
All right.
Back in the day, we had a lot of good nicknames. Now we just do the initials of names and stuff like that. But I'll let you guys handle that.
All right. What about Kuminga the Cobra? He's venomous, capable of rising upwards and producing a hoodwind.
You know how to sell
threatened.
Anything. This guy's a great salesman, man.
What do you think?
I don't like the name, but I'm here for the pitch. Keep going. Venomous. What else? I'm here for the pitch.
Able to rise up, okay? And then they stick their hood out, and then boom.
I can hear Fitz now. Kuminga, the Cobra.
Exactly.
No, I'm
sweep
out on
the
that
leg,
one.
Baby. Let's go.
Well, we had the Black Falcon flies high in Harrison Barnes. Yeah. Kuminga, the Cobra.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I don't know.
Who doesn't fear a Cobra when you see one?
This guy's a great salesman, man. This is a great. Somebody's going to buy it out there. I'm telling you. I don't know if YouTube is buying it right now.
I can't remember Infinity the last mobile text good line. Nickname we've had.
Yeah, no. Cobra, yeah. Nah.
We all know the nickname, but we can't say that on air.
No.
So, yes.
No, and I do not like that. I do not like that.
The fan
that
base,
whatsoever.
I think, does, though.
Oh, you're talking the other one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that. Don't bring that up.
Yeah, let's go to Carlos in Redwood City. Carlos, we'll think about nicknames.
Don't talk about that.
No, please don't. Carlos, what's happening, man? You're on the roast.
Good morning, boss.
What's up, man?
I was thinking of, when you brought up headbands, Nelly with the band-aids on his eyes.
Absolutely.
Under his eyes. Tupac with the headband.
Good call.
Mac Dre, of course, with headband and the hat.
Yeah. I always think of Mac Dre with the double hats with the lights on them.
Yeah.
Where they're going in both directions. Right. Or where he's got the headband and he's
under
Andre Mackesy.
Yeah, Andre
Mackesy. The bucket hat. Yeah, the bucket hat. Yeah.
Mall back and roll or Mall back and roll. Yeah. We'll see. Yeah. That album,
you know, that I
great.
Ran into Mac
Ronald
Mall.
Reagan.
I ran into Mac Mall and was afraid to say what's up. Saw him and his family. They were having pizza at an undisclosed spot in the 707. And I saw him from afar and I turned around and go, that's Mac Mall. She's like, no, it's not. I'm like, he's wearing the Cuddy, you know, whatever the gear, you know, and I'm like, that's Mac Mall. And then like, I looked at the phone and I'm looking at his Instagram and looking up. I'm like, yeah, that's him.
You wanted to go say what's up?
I didn't have the guts to say what's up. I didn't really know how to say what's up.
Smart move, by the way. And restaurants, that's always a touchy thing.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. You know what?
He's with his family. I didn't want to be
moment.
Weird.
Yeah. No, it's probably the right move.
I wanted to be where's the baby alligator?
Oh gosh. How many kids does he have?
I don't know who was his.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Kid or who was it? He was. They were playing baseball. They had like baseball outfits on the kids, and he was sitting at Taylor having pizza. Everyone was just chilling. We were doing our thing. They were doing their thing. You know, game recognized game.
Robert Salsay.
A song he was featured on.
Yeah. What's up, Robert?
Good morning, fellas. How you guys doing? Hope all is well.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Just one thing real quick. The Kaminga Cobra, throw that out. There's no way that sounds good. And another thing about the headbands, what about Derek Fisher?
Yeah, we don't acknowledge Derek Fisher.
Great one. When I saw him run out onto the Salt Lake City court, finger up in the air like he was Jesus himself, right then and there, I was like, I'm on Team Matt Barnes.
You know, when he ran out there, it was formerly known as the Delta Center, Salt Lake City.
Oh, thank you.
What is it now? Is it Vivint Smart Home Arena or something like that?
And Carlos Boozer, when Carlos Boozer had the Beijing thing dyed into his hair.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember
him
that.
Him and Doc Rivers, like, hanging on for their hair. It's like, you guys are both bald.
It's good stuff. Vivint Smart Home Arena, Salt Lake City.
Vivid?
Yeah.
As Vivint. In Vivint Videos?
Yeah, Vivint. Vivint Videos. Vivint Video. I remember those. V-I-V-I-N-T. Vivint Smart Homer. I love arena names, man. It's always fun. When you get the blimp coverage, I say, welcome live to American Airlines Center, American Airlines Arena.
What's the worst one we've had locally? Networks Associates. What was it called? Network?
Oh, my. McAfee?
Network Associates Coliseum.
Yeah, McAfee was bad.
Monster was bad.
3Com.
That was the worst.
Remember when they tried to force it into 3Com?
Yeah.
So bad.
People were like, 3Com Park? No, it's Candlestick.
Candlestick.
It's Candlestick Park. Y'all didn't mention Steven Jackson. Yes, we did.
Yeah, I did. I brought up Al Harrington and Steven Jackson. It was a two-for-all.
Rip Hamilton.
We said him.
Yeah, we said all these guys. All these guys. All right. Warriors win last night. Draymond Green says some things as well on how that was a good win for the Golden State Warriors.
It was a huge win for us. I mean, we need road wins in general, just for confidence. I heard that it was a tiebreaker, so that's good. We'll take it, but 8 more games, we got to make sure we continue to stay strong at home and keep trying to build on the road like we've done the last couple games.
And it's Steph Curry. I'm playing in a playoff-type atmosphere because that was an intense game. It felt like the playoffs game. Felt big time last night in Dallas.
I mean, we know the standings and the tiebreaker stuff and all that, and that's important, but it's more just a good reminder of what it takes to win against a team that you're stacked up against in the standings and like a playoff-type atmosphere that can go a possession here, a possession there. And even if it's not pretty, you feel like you could play better, you just find a way to win, and that's what the playoffs is all about. So it reminds us what it takes to do that. And our whole goal of these last 8 games now is to just build on that. We keep talking about like forming an identity as we head towards the postseason. All that stuff matters.
That was good stuff there. And of course, the star of the show to me was Jonathan Kuminga.
Absolutely.
And right now on the Warriors Instagram page, 8 minutes ago, they posted Jonathan Kuminga moved to the U.S. when he was 13 years old to pursue his dream of playing in the NBA. Left Africa and came to the U.S. as a 13-year-old, and then last night his parents were in the stands for one of his performances of his young career. And what a photo. His mom's right there smiling, Kuminga with the arm around mom's. Pop's right there. They look so happy. Okay, and this guy had to grow up without his parents, man. And now he's playing, and they got to watch him play last night. He played a hell of a game.
Do you know who Olivia Newton-John is?
Was she a singer?
Yeah.
Actor?
Yeah, both. Actress and a singer. Yeah. She would rock the headband and leg warmers in one movie. She would be probably most known. You would probably most know her from Grease.
Yeah, I was in and out on Grease.
Travolta?
Yes, Travolta.
Beauty school dropout.
Let's Get Physical, her most famous song.
There we go. Look at you.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Travolta's just... What's up with the guy?
Oh, dude, the commercial?
10 years ago, he looked like he was 80. And all of a sudden, in this new commercial during the Super Bowl that everybody played over and over on the Twitter timeline, all of a sudden, he looks like he's 30 again.
It's weird.
What the hell is going on with him?
Science.
What are you doing, a Scientology thing, too?
Yes, and it's very
sad. Not going to touch that one.
Yeah, it's, I don't even want to get into it, but it's very sad regarding his family. But I can't look at him the same. Quite honestly, I can't. Like, I'm being real. I look at him different because of that whole thing.
Stacey Augman, Mark Jackson, Quentin Stacey Richardson. Augman,
Plastic Man, come on.
Yeah, UNLV.
Oh, Larry Portland Johnson Trailblazer. And the boys.
Yeah, Greg Anthony, Anderson Hunt. Grease is snitching movies. Zucci the head. It is snitching movies. Bobby Sura did have a headband. Florida State, by the way, had Bobby Sura, Sam Cassell, and Charlie Ward in the backcourt at one time. Very underrated backcourt in college basketball.
Bobby Sura, part of my all bleach team.
Yes, all bleach team. All bleach team.
Bobby Sura, hard.
He did play hard, but what a warrior.
He was
gritty.
What
a warrior. What a warrior.
That's the Steiny era Warriors. Was he number 3 for the Warriors, I believe?
This is a good show.
Sweet.
Bonte watched a movie Grease on a blind date trying to get the third base to corporate the team.
don't talk about that.
Remember you set up a date and then you get home and you're like, all right, what's the movie I got to have on? You like pre-plan it in your head. I don't know if you did this, but I know I did.
Pre-Netflix and shit?
Yeah, this is the DVD
it's
era.
Like DVD is like, what movie am I going to get to get her locked in, laughing, having some fun? So I always play the same movie over and
What's
over.
What was it?
Sometimes it was Harlem Nights. Sometimes it was Friday. Sometimes it was next Friday. There was no depth to my movie picking when it comes to date nights.
At what part in Friday did you end up stopping every single time? You didn't get all the way to the end.
Well, it depends. Depends how things are going. You just never know. But...
The credits start rolling.
I think we can always agree, though, you never wanted to make it to the credits. Because if you made it to the credits, that means it was a bye-bye and a hug, and yeah, you're going to bed alone. You never wanted to make it to the credits.
Hey, Loveman, are you taking notes?
Wow, that was a glare right there. There's no camera in here, but if there was,
he's gonna kill me.
That was piercing.
Well, I'm helping Ludman out. I'm telling him to go to Salt and Straw. It's a good deal. But Ludman, see, I already know Ludman, and he's gonna get mad at me for saying.
Jimi Hendrix wore a headband.
Yeah, wow.
How did we not remember that,
dude? But
40 listen, Water. There you go. Listen, another one.
40 Water did rock a headband.
He did rock a headband hard. 40 Water did have the headband hard. He did. He did. My advice for Loveman when it comes to dating all guys out there.
What's that?
Less talking, more listening.
I mean,
that's a life lesson, right?
No, especially when it comes to women. Sometimes you got to cut people off.
It's like John Smoltz over here. If you score more runs,
no,
you might win the game.
Guys don't get it though, because they talk about themselves a lot. We love to talk about ourselves, and we have egos and what we did and who we know. Blah blah blah.
Especially in radio.
Less talking. More listening with the ladies. Let the ladies
feel themselves. That's always my game plan when I go in. I don't want to talk at all.
They would have to outscore their opponents to win.
I have a hard time believing that. I love you, Loveman.
So I told these guys to come in for crosstalk. I guess they're avoiding us, huh? What's going on here?
Steve Kerr.
You did tell them 9:40, and it's only 9:38, so. No, I said 9:30. Come on in.
Well, there's a miscommunication cessation.
It's a throwback Thursday.
Cha-ching. You said 9:30. Loveman said 9:40.
Oh, well, good call.
That's why Ludman is the producer. Brian Bosworth, headband. Very strong headband. Now, what about Deion Sanders? Somebody brought this up earlier. Deion Sanders didn't wear the headband over the head. He wore it around the neck.
Yeah, around the neck. So did Jim McMahon.
Yeah.
And Tim McIver.
That's gangster.
Yeah.
That's gangster.
That's next level.
Wow, what do you know? For the first time in 5 years, Matt Stymus comes in for a crossover. No, that's a lie.
What's going on?
And I wonder,
going through our all headband team. When you
Slick Watts.
Yep.
Curly Neal?
Yeah.
My dad called that one. I figured.
Oh, Caruso. You know,
from Caruso.
I gotta get to where I can see Spadone.
Yeah.
Don't give him that love. Don't do that to Spadone.
There you go, Spadone.
Slick Watts getting a lot of love here for headbands. Who's the first guy you recognize with a headband, Steiny?
Slick Watts played for Seattle in the late 70s. He's a guy who definitely. Oh, how about Charlie Villanueva?
We talked about him.
Detroit Pistons, UConn.
All no eyebrows team as well.
Maybe on an all paid or all overpaid team, would you say?
Villanueva.
He got paid in Detroit.
Yeah. What'd you think of the game last night?
That was fun. That was a lot of fun. It felt like vintage vibes in the sense of dramatic fourth quarter basketball, swinging back and forth, and then blowing leads, and then finding a way to win that game. I thought for sure the way this season has gone down, Luka was going to get an and one.
What I want to know is
no.
He didn't deserve. Look,
I thought he was going to get it.
He didn't get fouled on when he tried to rebound over Draymond. And he didn't get fouled when he was under the basket with Draymond on him.
He went straight up. Dray did.
Please. Hey, did you hear about the bet I called off with Goo?
No, why are you counting money over there?
I was going to ask you real quick about the bet.
$100.
Why?
What's the bet?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Educate me.
At the beginning of the year, he bet me $100.
We have a new audience every 10 minutes.
That's why I'm going to do it. he goes, Snotty, Warriors are going back to back. And I said, well, I don't think so, but who knows? This is early. He goes, oh, Steiny, they're going back to back. I said, well, let's bet then. And he goes, okay. So He bet me $100.
Wow.
I have the field.
That's a great bet for you.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
So the problem is he's now been whining for the last month because he thinks I should call off the bet because of Wiggins. Like, oh, that's something I'm active guy.
Yeah,
I'm okay. Like, well, I'm not going to do that. Okay. But then I got to thinking about it. And here's the problem with the show.
What's that?
Guru and I.
Yeah.
He's talking about the Warriors can win it. All I care about is they can't win it. They can't win it. It makes me too negative. I don't want to root against the Warriors.
I like this.
I don't care.
This is gross.
I don't want to have to root against the Warriors to win $100.
Yeah.
Such a good point.
Like, I just don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him $100 today.
Okay.
He can either keep it, he can donate to charity, or if the Warriors win the title, he can put it in his back pocket.
I like
but
that.
I just want to. Do I think they're going to win it? I don't think they're going to win it.
Guru?
But they're sixth right now. Maybe they can make a run, win a series, get to the next one, see what happens. Yeah. I don't want to be like, oh, I hope they lose to Memphis.
Because I want to win the 100.
Let's be honest, too.
That's respect.
Let's be honest, too. I prayed last week, and I'm not ready to go all in on Giants baseball. I need the Warriors playing for at least another month and a half.
There's a guy another name of Bryce Johnson. He's 12 and 12 on steals.
Just learning about Casey Schmidt, guys.
Yeah, well, don't get me started on that one. He's already in the Hall of Fame. You didn't know? He's 5 All-Star game appearances so far in his young career. No, seriously.
That's not what Shasky was saying.
But how quickly would you get fatigued? Because Guru's going to come in here, and he's ready for the Kuminga talk. I got a text last night, just one word, Kuminga. And I'm like, oh boy, here we go. Play well, though.
So here's my thing with Kuminga, and I kind of said it yesterday. I said, what's the problem right now with Kuminga? First of all, he sprained his ankle. Mm-hmm. Okay, it DNP's early. That's over. Yep. That's done.
That's over.
Last four games, before last night, he played like 18, 25, 25, 20, something. So I'm like, all right, first of all, he's getting 20, 25 minutes a game for a team that's pretty good.
Yeah.
He knows how to get more. He's got to rebound, run the floor, and defend.
The rebound I'll push back on because of the defense
that's
on the perimeter. Right. His back is to the basket. He's guarding some of the premier guys.
The discussion about Kuminga is over.
Yeah.
It's over. He's going to play. He's in the rotation. He's entrenched in the rotation.
I agree with that.
He's going to play 20 minutes a night. I think if he plays well, he'll play 30 now.
Yeah. I think you could make the argument.
I just think it's all on Kuminga.
Yep, okay. No doubt.
Because now he's going to get a chance every half.
And you could make
maybe
the argument
two a half.
That if Wiggins somehow, I'm operating as Wiggins is not coming back. But if he came back, you could make the argument that Kuminga may be more important in this playoff run than Jordan Poole. Like, Jordan Poole last year was definitely dynamic and important.
Who are you betting on futures? Without diminishing the other.
But this playoff run, like, you think about all the wings in the Western Conference, all the big wings and all the players.
Yeah.
KD, Kawhi, Luka, whoever. Kuminga may be more important for this playoff run for the Golden State Warriors in Jordan Poole.
I mean, ideally, they'd have them both, Wiggins and Kuminga.
Yes.
And they would have been playing, not together necessarily on the court, but in the same rotation. Because then they'd have a feel for stuff as they go into the postseason. But now, if Wiggins comes back, and we got to talk about that too. You know, then Wiggins is going to come back. Where's he going to be?
There's an acclimation
period.
Just
taking Kuminga's whatever.
No, you're right, though.
Did you hear Steve Kerr before the game?
Yeah. I was about to play it right here. Asked about Wiggins again. Here's Steve Kerr on that one.
Well, we love Wiggs. He's a huge part of our team. He's a great player, but he's a great human being. He's just a great teammate. I love coaching him. So anytime you see one of your guys struggling, dealing with something, all you can do is just support that player and give him space. And that's what we've tried to do. But our players and our coaches, front office, we're all thinking about Wiggs every day. And if he comes back, great. And if he doesn't come back, that's fine, too. You know, we just want to make sure that he's in a good place, taking care of his family, and we'll see how it plays out.
So he's basically said something to the effect of, if he comes back, I'm operating like he's not.
I am too. Like, and I think, and Evan brought up a good point.
What's that?
This is the first time somebody in the organization even suggested he may not come back. Because we've been operating now, we expect him back. Bob Myers. Right. A week ago said nobody's told us he's not coming back. So now Steve Kerr says if he doesn't come back, that's fine. To me,
it feels
that's
like
almost
concession.
A sign.
That's fine too.
Not necessarily a sign, but just assume he's not coming back.
Exactly.
I'm
going to
assume he's not coming back. I get it. And I think everybody's got to operate under that assumption at this point.
So then knowing that, and I asked him this question, I'll ask you this question. Wiggins is the superior player over both of these guys. But collectively, can you mitigate some of the replacement with Kuminga having more of an uptick, with GP2 hopefully coming back, Jordan doing some things, Clay rebounding a little more? Can a collective of guys offset his absence, or is it insurmountable?
I mean, I don't think they can win a title without Wiggins.
I kind of feel the same
I think they were... I don't think they were a lock with Wiggins. See, what Wiggins does is he always gives him another player who might play well to push him over the top.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, you look at last night. Why'd the Warriors win? Well, Poole was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Draymond was good in the second half. Kuminga was terrific. Mm-hmm. Lamb helps.
Yeah.
JMG had moments.
He had moments.
So, like, that was the best thing about last night is it wasn't all the big three.
No.
So,
no,
and they needed a win like that.
But you're right, that 19-6, the defense that he provides, 94 feet, going to the basket, the mid-range jumper. Somebody gets in foul trouble, because that could happen with Kuminga, a young player. Yeah. Or he gets three turnovers, or Kerr says, you know what, I don't have the patience for this. You're getting yanked. I'm going to Anthony Lamb. It messes with their depth. With Wiggins, you look a lot better. All of a sudden, you're 8-9 deep. But without Wiggins, I think I'm kind of with you guys. I don't think they have a shot. I think it'd be tough for them to get past the first round without Andrew Wiggins.
You know, Sonny, I was looking at this the floor game from Steph Curry last night. I think it's easy for people to say, oh, he'll just become a traditional Mark Jackson-like point guard and blah, blah. It's never really going to be his game or his forte. But you could see last night, the guy could still play make for others, utilizing the space and getting these other guys involved. And down the line, multiple years, hopefully. But like, if he takes a step back offensively as a scorer, could he be more of a distributor on a more balanced offensive team?
Definitely. I was listening to Slater, and I kind of agree with it. He could kind of transition into a different bunch of different kind of players.
Right?
Like, I always say, like, if he's 45 years old and almost like can't walk, if you put him on the hash mark,
Chuck Person,
he would still have to be guarded.
Exactly. Right?
Even if he couldn't move.
Yes.
Because he can make half of those shots. So he should always be able to help you. But he could also, he could be a spot up shooter if he needed to be. He could, you know what? He can come off the bench.
Yeah.
I'm talking down the line.
Not 4 years from now. You know, 5 years from now.
He could come off the bench and be like an, because that's kind of what he did last year at the start of the playoffs. He came off the bench and it was like, oh my God. So, the question is, how do you keep kind of building around him while he gets older and maybe just drops a notch, misses a few more games? Because if he's only playing 55, 60 games a year, you got to figure out what you're doing in the other 2020.
Totally agree. No doubt. What you guys got coming up, Sonny? I'm guessing a lot of
recap. We got the same league.
Hey, fellas.
12:30, so he'll be in a good mood. And I'm giving Guru $100 to do whatever he wants with.
I love it.
Can't believe it. Holy God. Steiny Goo coming up next. Now it's time for Fast Five. Fast Five here on the Morning Roast.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the Morning Roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
All right, Fast Five. We got to do headbands.
Okay.
Got to do headbands. Starting five headband. I'm going to go.
Who's your starting five?
Starting five.
Not in terms of great players, but people that you associate with headbands.
Not the best dude in the world. I know he's had some off-court issues, but Chris Gatling is in at five.
Okay.
I'm going Allen Iverson. Vince Carter.
Ooh.
Very underrated headband guy.
Okay.
I'm going Melo because I love Melo.
Okay.
I do love you some Melo. And I got to go LeBron. LeBron rocked that headband for years. Thick headbands, skinny headbands, didn't matter. And then, of course, he had the no headband game in Game 6 against San Antonio in the 2012 Finals. Remember that one?
I do.
Against, 2013 Finals where he went no headband and carried him in the fourth quarter before the Ray Allen shot. But that's my starting
point. I'm going to go Rajon Rondo at point guard, shooting guard Rip Hamilton. At my three, I'm going to go Cliff Robinson, even though he could have been more of a four, stretch four, because I'm going to put Jermaine O'Neal at the four. And my five, Young Shaq.
He didn't wear a headband. When?
He did Orlando. He wore one for a very brief time.
I don't remember that whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm
going
to have to find the card. I have a card with him with a headband.
Really?
Shaq? Yeah.
Wow, I don't remember that.
It might have even been LSU days.
Might have been. I don't remember Shaq. Yeah, Shaq wore a headband. Wow.
In my mind, he did.
Ben Wallace. Nobody. No doubt.
Or I can go Brad Miller when he was with Sacramento.
Brad Miller, very underrated Sacramento King. Zucci Man, Larry Hughes, Allen Iverson, LeBron, Rasheed Wallace, Ben Wallace. That's pretty good. That is pretty good. All right. We got a couple minutes left in the show. That was Fast Five. Brought to you by Xfinity. The next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. The future starts now.
I'm going to switch it to Ben Wallace. That's a better one.
Ben Wallace.
Because I do. His whole career was the headband, especially with the afro coming out. It just looks better.
That was sick. And the wristbands on the elbow.
And taking Melo off the board was a good one. I was going to go Baron Davis, but he played a lot of his career without a headband. Yeah. Rajon Rondo, I distinctively associate with the headband.
Melo went headband. He would Melo do was this. One of the first. Q Rich and Darius Miles.
That's my all-time favorite NBA Street Team game.
Yeah.
By the way, MLB The Show released tonight at 9 o'clock. Yep. Can't wait. Me versus Guru on deck.
What about Tim Thomas in a double headband?
Was he Villanova?
He was Villanova. They lost to Cal in the second round.
Tim Thomas,
you know where that game
badass.
Was at?
No.
Game was played at Wake Forest.
I did.
Second round game. Cal versus Villanova. Cal beat Villanova.
How do you remember that?
Because I'm a sick individual. Because I remember the difference. Because they have sort of like a parquet floor. They did back in the day. I don't know what their arena looks like now. But yeah, Cal beat Villanova. And then Cal advanced to the Sweet 16 and lost to North Carolina. Where was that game played at?
I have no idea.
Dome in Syracuse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
As Boeheim, you know, calls it a career. Yeah, whining and crying and kicking and screaming about NIL when we know you've been cheating for years. There's something about those Syracuse grads. They're a little insufferable.
Dumas.
No, like Fridell I love, Dumas I love, but all the rest of them in the media, they kind of shove it down your throat. Those guys don't.
Lawrence Joel Veterans Memorial Coliseum, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where the great Tim Duncan and Randolph Childress, the point guard Joe Spadoni would have no idea about. Randolph Childress was a baller. I'm surprised he didn't make it in the NBA.
Randolph Childress was sweet.
He was sweet.
Who was the guy who played point guard with Durant at Texas who got the back injuries?
DJ Augustine.
Didn't he wear a headband? Or am I misremembering?
He wore a headband. He was in the league for a while.
Was PJ Tucker on that Texas team too?
I don't know if PJ Tucker was on
that. Wasn't
there
another player on that team?
DJ Augustine.
TJ Ford? Well, am I thinking of TJ Ford?
Oh, that was before KD.
And Robert Pack.
Yeah, and they made the Final Four and lost to Syracuse.
See, I thought it was okay. Yeah, I'll stand down.
Kevin Durant at Texas. Who's on that Texas team? 06-07.
Sneaky headband, Pascal Siakam, real quick.
Good call. Pascal Siakam. Good call.
Kevin Durant, DJ Augustine, Dexter Pittman,
Damian the big man.
Jones.
Who?
And AJ Abrams was a shooting guard.
AJ Abrams.
Wow. All right, that's it for us. Fun show. We'll be back tomorrow previewing the Warriors and the Sixers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.